We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Susan Richard, and here are today's top local stories. The big reopening talk today was about school come the fall. Governor Cuomo laid out a timetable for when he will make the decision. He says it will follow discussions with leaders from the 700 school districts across the state.
We'll have finalized guidance pursuant to those conversations on July 13th. On July 31st, local school districts will submit their plans on how they would reopen, what their precautions will be, if they want to have a phased reopening, if they want to have a partial reopening. Those plans would come in on July 31. August 1 to 7, the state will announce a decision on whether or not those schools reopen.
The Big Apple's got a plan. Mayor de Blasio unveiled it today. It's a split schedule model.
Mayor de Blasio says the school year will be defined by a blended schedule.
For the vast majority of kids, a typical week, 2 or 3 days in the classroom, in the school, the other days remote learning.
His honor stressing health and safety. This will accommodate social distancing requirements, according to school's chancellor, Richard Carranza.
And these include fewer students in each classroom, the use of large spaces for classes, for example, cafeterias, auditoriums, gymnasiums, in some cases, enclosed outdoor spaces.
He says face coverings for students and teachers will be mandatory. Conferences with parents will begin this month to coordinate schedules. Juliette Papa, 1010 Winds News.
President Trump is demanding schools reopen this fall and is threatening federal action against the ones that stay closed.
Yesterday, the president insisted students need to be back in classes.
It's time to do it.
This morning, he tweets, may cut off funding if not open, without immediately saying what funding he'd cut off or under what authority. The president's been saying without evidence, Democrats are keeping schools closed to score political points before the election and not because of virus risks. He's arguing nations like Germany and Norway have reopened schools with no problems. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Governor Cuomo's response?
This is getting a little old as far as I'm concerned.
And he reminded the president,
school reopenings are a state decision. Period. That is the law, and that is the way we're going to proceed. It's not up to the President of the United States.
Vice President Mike Pence said today that the president doesn't want guidance for schools, quote, to be too tough, and that next week the CDC will be issuing its own recommendations. Starting Friday, areas of New York State that are in Phase 4 can start reopening malls. That is if they have certain filtration systems in place.
MERV 13 filters out the COVID virus. Some systems can't take MERV 13, so it's either 13, 12, or 11.
Well, 1010 Winds has learned that Roosevelt Field, the Smith Haven, and Walt Whitman malls will all be reopening. The Rockland County Executive today announced that the Palisade Center Mall will get back in business as well. In New Jersey, Governor Murphy says he will sign an executive order mandating masks in outdoor public areas. This is because the state's transmission rate, which has been below 1 for 10 straight weeks, has now creeped up to 1.1. The governor today acknowledged the long lines at the newly reopened MVC and says they're taking steps to fix it.
MVC will remain open on Mondays throughout July, and this is a reversal from prior plans. Agencies will be closed this Saturday, but beginning on Monday, will be open 6 days a week.
He's also making MVC employees exempt from any potential furloughs. A national coalition of labor unions, along with racial and social justice organizations, are planning a mass walkout from work this month. It's part of the ongoing protesting against systemic racism and police brutality. The strike for Black Lives is expected in more than 25 cities on July 20th. It will last for about 8 minutes in memory of the amount of time prosecutors say a white Minneapolis police officer kneeled on the neck of George Floyd, killing him. We may all scream for ice cream, but now you don't have to go running down the block chasing the truck, and you definitely won't have it melted by the time you get home. The Scream Truck was founded by Eric Murphy and will make its debut in Westfield on August 15th. This is an actual on-demand ice cream truck that will come to your door.
Seeing all the ice cream trucks that exist now, it's all been pretty old school, old fashioned, and I wanted to create something that was much more modern, tech-forward, and something that people would get excited about and actually know when this truck is coming to their neighborhood.
So here's how it works. You register at screamtruck.com, and then you'll get a text with the approximate time when the truck will be on your block, followed by a 10-minute heads-up. After Westfield, they are planning to expand to Mountainside and or Summit next spring.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the radio.com app to take us with you wherever you go.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.